Hey, welcome back to the second episode of the Imposter Syndrome Podcast. I am your host, Ali W., with my co-host, Julian.
What's up, bro?
So today we're going to be talking about the second episode of Attack on Titan, Season 4. There's a lot to talk about in this episode. Hopefully we'll get to all of it. And we'll talk about our thoughts on what's going to happen in the future episodes upcoming, and if we'll ever see Aaron.
Right, because, like, where the fuck is Aaron, bro? Like,
yeah, he's, I actually really want to see him. Last that we seen him, he was Oceanside, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, considering the time skip, bro.
Yeah, time skip, yeah.
Where is, like, it feel like it's a different anime.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. I wonder, like, actually, like, if he's aged at all or anything like that. Like, if he looks physically different. Because exactly. Last that we seen him, like in the last two episodes of season three, or last three episodes of season three, he made like a mental shift, he became more serious, like he was looking like more somber,
right?
And I was like, okay, like he's not as like upbeat as he once was. So, So that's us recapping previously. So we open up the episode with. What's his name? Zeke, yes. Sitting around a table of generals, or what I would assume is a table of generals of Marley, and they're going through future strategies of how to protect Marley.
The people.
The people. So we were just watching some Dark Knight videos earlier. What happened in the episode is that they're discussing other countries, and you could see it like even last episode, like they had the armored train that and it could shoot anti-Titan shells against the Titans to kill them. So it's, and if certain countries could develop this power, yeah. And weapons, that they could actually one day pose a threat to Marley itself.
Exactly. Back to the ghetto you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Friday line.
Yeah.
But yeah, that the train, I guess, they was fighting against the dudes in the Middle East.
Yeah.
That was giving the armored titan some fucking issues, bro.
Yeah.
It almost took them out.
Yeah. It was 4 years. So, we only seen, the last battle of that four-year war, but...
Yeah.
It was a four-year-long war. I can only assume that if they had the Colossal Titan, could have just came in and wrecked everything, let alone if they had, the other Titans that they lost.
Exactly. And I feel like... shit.
No, so I was going to say, they're running through strategies. They're other countries, although we defeated this one country, we still have to run through all the other countries that... If we do want to expand our power, or if we want to keep our country safe, we got to eventually beat them in one way or another. So they were going through strategies. Zeke raised his hand. Mm-hmm. And the way he actually raised his hand, if you actually notice, we were talking about this earlier,
yeah.
That if the way he raised his hand, nobody else, when they talk, raises their hand. But Zeke had to raise his hand to talk. He was like, oh, yeah, Zeke the Prodigy.
Zeke the Prodigy.
Yeah. And makes and, you, th- yeah.
And we had a conversation. Zeke the Prodigy, is he a prodigy because, hey, you think he's intelligent or smart, or he's a prodigy with the actual Beast Titan?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. My take on it is when somebody's a prodigy or somebody's really smart, they usually excel in all things, right? Itachi was a prodigy.
Right.
Yeah, he was good with genjutsu, but he was good in ninjutsu. He was good with taijutsu. He was good with everything. And he had a good brain for strategy.
Gotcha.
So, I'm thinking same thing for Zeke. But it's sad that, Zeke is, however good that he is, he still has to raise his hand to talk as if to say, I'm a second-class citizen.
Yeah, there's levels to this shit.
Yeah, and it's I don't know. When I see that, I consider it, a little demeaning.
Yeah, it's I'm raising my hand. It's, I mean, I'm supposed to be the big boy at the table.
Yeah.
But I have to raise my hand. It's like they signed to him, bro.
Yeah. It's like, and I'm on a table full of men, and I'm the only one raising my hand. Like, I'm the same as you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah. And basically, he proposed the strategy. You want to go out and talk about that?
Yeah, so pretty much Zeke was like, hey. Oh, well, let me backtrack first. So it seems like the people of Marley is like, hey, the weaponry technology is improving, right? So I think the era of the Titans should pass soon because, you know what I'm saying? They're developing weapons to come back against our Titans. And just based off the last battle with the Middle Eastern people, we was almost, you know what I'm saying, defeated because they had that those weapons and almost took out the Armor Titan and almost took out a couple other Titans, right? So I feel like they was like, hey, we need to move a different direction, you know. Other countries is improving their weapons. Maybe we need to do the same. So it was implied to me. Well, I took it as if Zeke was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Although technology and the country weapons are improving, I think we still have an edge. And let me tell you why we have an edge. Let's go back to the island and get the Fountain Titan.
Yeah. And you could tell, like, the Founding Titan's abilities are, like, top tier. Like, because no way, like, they would risk, like, these nine Titans are very valuable.
Yeah.
But they're willing to risk all of them just to get that one. So it makes you think, like, oh, shit, like this has got to be a big deal on some level. Like, we're not just talking about any regular, like, Colossal Titan, yeah, that's cool. Armor Titan, yeah, that's nice. But, like, Founding Titan is better than all of them combined. So, yeah, exactly. It's worth it. Like, so based off of the way that Zeke was talking, like, okay, like, yeah, if it's worth the risk, guys. Like, and they were like, we can spin the press and, like, we can spin the media. So that way we can tell them, like, yeah, we're just going to be training our soldiers, you know, this and that. We can buy ourselves some time. We can do this real quick. Like, we have a better strategy that we can play with.
And also, bro, I forgot. So, I mean, what's the ability of the Fountain Titan? Was that even, I mean, conveyed to us?
They hinted at it. Yeah. Because,
you know, what kind of power does the Fountain Titan possess? Why are they so hell-bent on trying to get the Fountain Titan? Like, what power does it possess?
Yeah. They.
Like, it seemed to me it would probably be super OP. If, you know what I'm saying, they're trying to do anything to get that Titan, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're like, the thing is, like, you can only assume that, like, based off of the King of Marley and how, like, not King of Marley, the King of Paradise, or the descendants of Ymir, mm-hmm. If the way they were acting, like, you can tell, like that this ability is very OP, but we're just going to keep it to ourselves. So
I got you. It's kind of like in the past that ability was used and they know the capability of having a Fountain Titan.
Yeah, yeah. Cuz like every inheritor of a previous Titan, like, you just inherit like that of that previous generation and the generations that came before. So it's like Avatar the Last Airbender. Like, every new avatar can lend on the knowledge and wisdom of every previous avatar. And, like, you can, it only gets more OP as time goes by, mm-hmm. but it also resets. You know, like, yeah, I am the previous avatar, but just because I'm a previous avatar doesn't mean that I can't be me. You know, Founding Titan, like, I can change, but me knowing what I know, I'm not going to. This is for the best. Mm-hmm. And that's what I can assume is it, like, because you inherit that every previous Founding Titan ability, you're going to say, yeah, you know what? It's best to not use this ability because it has a little bit of danger associated with it. That's what I can only assume. I have no idea.
Yeah, bro. That's why I like this this story so much because there's so many unknowns as of right now, and it being the last season.
They got a lot to.
They got a lot to piece together.
No way! It's just gonna be 24 episodes.
Right, right.
Like they got so much to go through.
I mean, was the episode list confirmed?
No, I don't think it was confirmed. But I would usually the first season was what, 24. Second season was 12, and then they went back to 24.
Gotcha.
So I can assume the number that they're going with is 24.
Yeah.
But I hope that they do it week to week and they take no breaks.
Yeah.
That would be a bummer if they took a break in the middle of it. Because a lot of ReZero did that. In the middle of their season, they're like, yeah, we're going to take a two-month break.
Yeah.
So going back to the latest episode. So right after that, Zeke is like, yeah, you know, Colt isn't ready to inherit the Beast Titan ability yet. Mm-hmm. And so they move on to the next scene.
Oh, yeah. He was like, since Colt isn't ready, let's do it now because I still have a year left to possess the Beast Titan.
Yeah.
So let's do it now. And let's see what happens.
Yeah. When I look at their dynamic, it's like everybody is excited. Like, you can tell, the next generation is like, yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, I can't wait to inherit it. But for some reason, whoever owns that ability, they look depressed.
Exactly.
They've been through some shit.
Exactly. You hit it right there on the nose. It's like, you know, they're so, the new warrior class is so excited to, you know what I'm saying, inherit the Titan abilities. But the people that already got the abilities is like, shh.
Are you sure?
I don't think you know what you're signing up for.
Yeah.
And it's just mighty funny how depressed Rainer is looking.
Yeah. How depressed Rainer and Zeke, looking at Zeke or looking at the girl who was on crutches. I don't know who she is. I think she was either a Jaw Titan.
No, she's the Cart Titan.
Yeah, Cart Titan.
Yeah.
She wasn't. You can tell, she'd been through some shit. Mm-hmm. Although she's, she was a Cart Titan because she was being a biped is not what I'm used to.
Yeah, and you could tell it's how she walks, she's kind of used to
walking being on all four,
being in the Cart Titan form. So it's kind of throwing off her human-like form.
Yeah, and the thing is, even looking at her, she looks like she's been through some shit. Yeah. And the thing is, they all been through battle, but some, the Titans, I really think when they inherit the previous generations, mm-hmm. It kind of messes with their brain. It's not easy inheriting this. It's not a cakewalk. You get these abilities, but you live for 13 years. And that's actually, I don't want to move too quick. But that's what the kid on the train, when he was talking to Rainer, he was like, yeah, my sister's going to inherit this ability, but she's only going to live for 13 years, and then she dies. All for what?
Exactly.
And he was like, what'd you just say? You better take, this is a gift.
This is treason, bro. Yeah. You better stop talking like that.
You better say it out loud. And you could see he basically read a script off from his head. Mm-hmm. You know, he said some shit that he's seen before. And he's like, if you don't correct the statement that you said right now, I'm going to report you.
And my thing is this, bro. We never even brought this up in our conversations. Why is the Eldians so oppressed, bro?
Yeah.
If they got the power.
Yeah, yeah.
They got the Titan abilities, right?
Yeah.
Why the fuck is they listening to the Marley people?
Yeah.
That, from my recollection, they don't have any abilities.
They don't have any unique abilities. They don't have anything to do with anything.
So why do they have the Titans in line like that?
Yeah. Why do they have my... The thing is, and that's the thing I love about this show is they it's a metaphor for how the real world works, right? Like second class citizens, it kind of reminds me of World War II, right? Like, and I don't want to bring it in like real world history or real world politics, but it kind of borrows from it a little bit.
I mean, you can, you'll just lose me.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit of the audience, but kind of like the Eldians, like, you know, like in World War II, the Jewish population in Europe would wear like these armbands to like make them wear like, hey, I'm Jewish. And like they would like, so the thing is like, it's this idea of like, wait a minute, we're over 6 million Jews in Europe, mm-hmm. but we're dying by the dozens every day. Why don't we stand up? It's because of like the power structure that's in place. Like, how does a minority control everything? Like, how does 1% of the population control over 99% exactly. of the wealth?
And bro, one thing, I don't want to, you know, switch animes, but one thing I loved about Naruto, how the what clan was that? I can't even
who's
think
it, who's from, who's it from?
Hinata,
the clan. Hyugas,
right?
Yeah,
they was kept in line because hey, the royal family, I guess the head yeah, family was yeah. like, hey, if y'all act up, I don't give a fuck how strong y'all are. If yeah. y'all act up, we can make your mind explode yeah. at any given second if yeah. you get out of line.
Yeah.
What is the Marley people like? How can they keep the
Yeah, LVs they don't have in line? Yeah. They,
you know what I'm saying? That's the only yeah. thing that I'm like, okay, I get it, but why is they still oppressed? Like,
yeah.
shouldn't they be able to do their own thing?
Yeah. You know, I actually want to go back to the Naruto thing because that's really fucked up. That like what like there's the main family and like they're glorified, you know, they're special, they're this and they're that, and like the other side family or the branches of the other families
yeah.
have this tattoo placed on them when they're kids or when they're babies, and they use the excuse, yeah, when they're caught, we don't want the Byakugan to go to enemy forces, mm-hmm. so we just use that to destroy them, but it can easily be used to keep them in line.
Exactly.
That's a really messed up. I also love Naruto for that because like they'll be like touching on like different sorts of stuff.
Yeah, Kishimoto, he was a beast. Yeah. He made shit make sense.
Yeah,
and that's the only thing that, you know what I'm saying, that's still not, I guess, resonating to me, how the people of Marley is just empowered to the point where they're controlling the Eldians. So I guess I'm looking for the author of Attack on Titan to convey to us yeah. how, you know, how that,
honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't a special ability or anything. It's just like that, like they generally or genuinely have mind control over them, like not mind control, but like they manipulate them into thinking that like, hey, we're the ones who rule this country and you guys have to listen to us.
Then again, I may not be thinking clearly. Do you think they're outpopulated? Because I think
Eldians are less. Yeah, yeah. I did.
That's what it is.
They did do a population control too.
Gotcha.
Like what they did is they put them into that small city, or not small city, but they. So what they did is they put them into that walled off city, and it, I don't know if you remember, but it reminded me of the walls in Paradise.
Oh, but just a little.
I thought, I'm like, okay, finally we're back to Paradise, but no, it was actually the Eldians going back to their hometown. And they were walled off from the rest of the area.
You know what I think? I just think the people still, I mean, the Eldians that's in Marley right now to this day,
yeah.
they're just a bunch of fucking pussies.
Yeah.
Because it's like, bro, they stay like, oh, we wanna be the people of Marley. You know, we're not like the other people that ran off to the island.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's what it is. Like, those, generation for yeah. generation, they like, what is it? It's like they, I don't know, like, I don't like bringing up slavery type shit, but it's like they mentally, like, train not to oppose their master type shit.
Yeah. They do these subtle manipulation techniques, because if you actually think about it, like, they do this, like, with colonialism, too, in, like, the real world. Because if you think about it, like, how does one small population control a whole other population that's way bigger? Like, yeah, they do this sort of stuff. Like there's laws in place. Like, okay, runaway, where would you go to? Mm. Like, where are you going to buy stuff from? Like, so they basically make it seem as like, yeah, you can go, you can do whatever you want. You just be worse off without us.
You're right about that, because their view, that whole race is viewed to the world as
demons. Yeah, demons, devils, yeah.
Right, so it's like, oh, yeah, if I don't have nowhere to go, you know what I'm saying? It's like, this is my birthplace.
Yeah, no matter how much I hate it, it's still home. No matter
how much I hate what's going on, this is my home and shit. The grass ain't greener on the other side. If I go somewhere else, yeah, I'm a demon to everybody else. You know what I'm saying? So on site, I'm gone. They going to kill me regardless. And I can't go to the walls because, you know, I grew up thinking that, you know what I'm saying, that they're demons and they're wicked people. We're different. I don't want to be like them. So it's like, I'm just SOL.
Yeah. You know, like, when Rainer went back home, he talked to his family. He was, I'm gonna just talk about this, and then I'm gonna talk about my main point. Yeah. He was recollecting his time that he spent on Paradise.
Oh yeah.
And he actually liked. You can see it in his eyes. He was like, yeah, like these monsters are so bad that one girl ate the meat. She took it out like, bro, that's not a monster. That's a normal person. And she said she would split the meat. Like, exactly. He was trying to make it sound like it was bad. I was about to laugh. I'm like, is he being serious? Because this should sound funny. Because I remembered it when it happened. I was like, this is funny. It's comedic relief.
It's like you was expecting him to describe, like, some crazy stories about the people. But he's saying some shit like, he can't even convince himself.
That
they bad people.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, like, these people are just like, and you know what the worst part is that they didn't even know that they were Titans.
Exactly.
These people in Paradise were always convinced their whole life that Titans are bad. They agree with you. Mm-hmm. They didn't know that they were, their minds, I think that's one of the founding Titan abilities. He can wipe people's minds.
That's what it was.
Yeah. He can wipe people's minds, except for a few families.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's where we go to the Tiber family. they control one of the nine Titans and the
Warhammer Titan.
Yeah, Warhammer Titan. They were like, yeah, Warhammer Titan's away on business right now. Mm-hmm. But he can we can bring him back.
Nice.
If we convince the Tiber family, they were like, but the Tiber family never help us.
Why do the Tiber family have so much like influence?
Yeah, because
the world.
Yeah, and like so, that's what I'm talking about. Like, it's so analogous of how the real world works. Mm-hmm. It's because if you look at it, like, there are certain families in the real world who control a lot of wealth.
Gotcha.
So the guys who own Johnson & Johnson, mm-hmm, I don't know, like, they make everything from, like, soap to foods to, like, all different kinds of stuff owned by one family. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's just certain families that own a shit ton of stuff. There's actually charts on the internet that show, like, there's seven families that own, like,
every fucking thing.
Everything. Yeah, you'll be like, fuck, I didn't even know that these guys were owned. Like what's his name? The guy that owns Berkshire Hathaway. The richest guy. Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett, yeah.
He owns, like, 10% of Verizon. He owns Duracell.
Straight up?
Yeah, like, he owns, like, a shit ton of stuff. And, like, he... like, you look at all of his holdings, you'll be like, I didn't even know that he... like, he owns, like, a bunch of hotels. Like, this guy owns shit upon shit upon shit. And nobody knows it, right?
And I'm glad you brought up that example, because the Tiber family, they're rich, right?
They're rich as fuck, yeah.
And they're the high class of Eldians.
Yeah, but nobody can say shit to them.
Exactly, and Eldians is considered, like, low class, and they live in the ghetto type shit.
Yeah. By the way, that's how Jews were treated in World War II. Uh-huh. Like, they were annexed off into a certain part of the city, mm-hmm, and then they were they actually called them the ghettos.
Gotcha.
Right, like, they actually, like, literally called them that, and they were given, their property was stripped, their wealth was stripped. I can only assume that's what happened to the Eldians.
Yeah.
When the Marleyans started taking over.
Gotcha.
But honestly, yeah, it's very analogous of how the real world works, like how certain families have influence, and like regardless of if you are a different religion or a different race or a different creed, if you got power and if you have influence, you got power, you have influence. Who gives a fuck what you are, right?
Exactly.
And in Attack on Titan, that's how it works, right? That's basically the Eldians, for the most part, are shit out of luck, even on Paradis, right? Like they don't have dick on Paradis. Like their minds were wiped, told like, yeah, you're shit out of luck, and you better fear these Titans that are roaming the outside of the walls. And that was
exactly like
that was a scare tactic,
bro. Exactly, like they destroyed literature.
And it was the church. Yeah, it was the church who knew the real secrets.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's kind of like the real world, right? Like, yeah. Only a certain few who know the real creed.
Because
they knew what Historia was the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they learned through that priest, right?
Yep.
And I was like,
and look what it had to do to my man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They just straight up, let's revolt. Let's, hey, we got to do it. We got to do it. I'm pulling fingernails.
Yeah.
I'm stripping off. I'm cutting off dicks.
Yeah, yeah.
All types of shit.
All types of, that was the most fucked up shit. And like I forgot what's the old girl's name? Levi's counterpart. Hanji, yeah.
He is my
bro. I love Hanji, her. Because the thing is,
that's what, bro, we need to see where the fuck Hanji, yes, Levi, yeah. Aaron, where are they, bro?
They're all Titans. That's the crazy part. I always forget, like, the residents of Paradis are all Titans.
What you mean, they all got the ability to turn into Titans?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the founding Titan can revert them, too. I don't know about that, we don't know, but shit. You know, that's all the walls are made up of huge Titans that are just as big as the Colossal Titan.
Straight up?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that, but was it conveyed in the anime?
Yeah, they're like the walls are made up of Titans. Okay. Big ass Titans.
You know, I jump back and forth between the manga and the anime.
Yes. They talked about it. They were like, so the first king of Paradis told them to line up and crystallize.
Ah,
and
okay.
They put the wall, and they were like,
that's whatever. That's how all the walls was built.
Yeah. They were like, whatever you do, never show them sunlight.
Mm.
If you show them sunlight, we're all fucked. They'll break out and they'll fuck us up.
Gotcha.
Unless the founding Titan tells them not to. But it's... what happened next in the episode is that they get back home.
They reunite with their families.
Yeah.
They
reunited with their families. Rainer talks to the grandma. Grandma's like, yeah, something about him's changed.
Exactly.
He tries to play it off. He's like, yeah, her little boy who was 12 years old come back and is like a grown man, like looking at me like, you know, like I'm different now. Like, yeah, I've been through some shit. But really, she hates the fact that he's sympathizing or humanizing the residents of Paradis because, like, he...
But that's the thing. Does she know that yet? I think it's she since...
she's sensing it.
She's sensing, right, yeah. Like you said. She I think she know that Rainer been through some shit.
Yeah.
But I don't think she know that...
She don't like the way he was talking about them.
Exactly. He's, like, fighting like within,
yeah, know, an internal battle.
That, hey, these people not even that bad. Like,
yeah. You can tell the time that he spent on some locked up shit. No. the time that he spent at Paradis had an effect on him. Had an effect on the guy who was a Colossal Titan, too.
Berto?
Yeah, yeah, because he was like, even Annie.
It had an effect, yeah.
If they had come in and slipped through the walls, because that's the thing, bro. Like, I can only assume that there's one real villain in all of this, and it's that it was the king of Paradis.
Mm.
Yeah, it was he was like, I don't give a fuck what happens to all these other Aldeans. You guys are shit out of luck. I'm about to go to this island. If you guys need me, you know where to find me. Otherwise, fuck off. Oh, yeah, by the way, if you come and try to find me, I'm going to fuck all you guys up.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he can only assume
that. He made them a threat. He was like, give us the Founding Titan abilities. That's what the Marlians said in the last season, right? He was like, if you guys come here, I will release all the walls in the Titan, or all the Titans in the wall.
That don't make sense. Like, it's always, the author always will try to you know, steer the readers in one direction, right? Or the viewers in one direction. And, like, boom, you know, a bombshell come out that, hey, maybe it's not like that. So, let me backtrack, bro. You saying that you think the real villain is the king behind the wall.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it was already debunked that these people, the devils, are not really devils.
Yeah.
So, who's the real enemy? You know what I'm saying?
The thing is, like,
my thing is, I don't mean to cut you off. My thing is, how can we believe that the king is really was the mad king? He was evil, but the people not evil. But now we're seeing in this episode that, hey, I think the real enemy, the real people, is the people of Marley.
Yeah, no, for sure. The people of Marley who treat people like shit, Eldians, regardless of what they are, like shit, is they're bad guys.
Right.
But I think the other bad guys is the guy who turned his back on his people, was like, get on the boat. We're going to this island. Mm-hmm. Whoever's not on this boat, you're shit out of luck. I think the Eldians that remained, that's why they hold Titans and the people in paradise, devils, because they're like, we were one of them. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't look out for us. They kept us here, and they kept us all alone. And, you know, he looked out for himself, and look at where it got us. Like, now we're for X number of years, X number of generations, we live like shit because you didn't look out for your people. You know what? We don't want to be Eldians. We want to be Marlians. We would rather be Marlians than be with you guys.
Right, so... to sum it up, bad actors on both sides.
100%, yeah. There's always, it's never, you know, black and white or, you know, cut and dry. Like, it's always, like, multiple shades of gray. There's always some shit that, yeah, they did it, but they also did some shit. Mm-hmm. Like, there's, like, you know, people, like, during the Cold War would want to make, like, Russia look, like, so bad. But, you know, like, America did some bad shit, too. So. Exactly. It's not to get into that whole political thing, but like I said, like, this anime is like pulls from the real world inspiration. Like, yeah, there's bad players on both sides. Don't think that you're on the good side just because, you know, you're on the side that won.
Gotcha. So I feel like how it's moving is we know the perspective of the island people, right?
Yeah.
And now we're
getting the perspective of the other side. And they're humanizing. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they're humanizing the Eldians. They're giving them their own perspective. I think they're going to build off of that. And then at the end, you're going to realize in war, there is no real winner. In war, exactly. there's only losers.
Yeah.
Like you won, but what did you win? At what cost?
At what cost?
Yeah.
Exactly.
When Thanos came back. And he was like, the little girl hit him with, what was it? Gamora hit him with, was it worth it?
Was it worth it? Yeah. And did you have to body me like that?
Yeah. Man, that was a good movie.
The audience is like, hey, we don't fuck with Marvel.
Yeah.
We anime.
Yeah. I think every anime viewer likes American comics. Yeah. They like DC and Marvel.
Yeah. It's only right, bro. I mean, I haven't met someone that was just strictly anime.
Yeah.
And didn't fuck with Marvel or DC.
I haven't met anybody that dislikes. Like, most of the time, if you like anime, then you like Marvel, DC. You also like science fiction or fantasy or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And you also like video games.
Yeah, bro. It's like, that's why I love this community, bro. It's like,
it's diverse.
Yeah.
Or the diverse in their interests.
Yeah.
It's I don't know, like, I was going to say, like, I like a whole bunch of shit. If everybody, if we're soon enough, we're gonna get cameras in the studio.
Yeah.
And you're gonna see that I have a bunch of Game of Thrones shit with like Marvel, DC, Pokemon, Game of Thrones, like it's just like different kinds of stuff. And I don't know, and bunch of video games too. Now that I see it.
Yeah, it's just special how, you know, our interests bring people that normally shouldn't be together together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I actually always think about that because, like I always, like, when I talk to somebody, I'll be like one of the first five questions when I meet somebody new, I'll be like, do you watch anime?
Right.
Like, and if they say yes, I instantly know this person, I fuck with them.
Exactly. Like, I feel you, bro.
When did I ask you? I'm sure I asked you early on.
Yeah.
Like, do you watch? I'm like, it's a shot in the dark. Do you watch Naruto?
Hey, bro, you watch anime? I looked at you like reading you, sensing you out. Yeah, my guy, you watch anime too?
yeah.
Because a lot of times I can gauge whether or not people really watch anime.
Yeah.
Or you they don't just want, be on some bullshit. Yeah,
bro, the Halloween, a couple of like months ago, right? There was people walking by. They were like this family. One guy was dressed as Kakashi, another person was dressed as Sakura. They had a baby dressed as like Naruto or some shit, right? I was like, oh, Naruto, right? They were like, yeah. I'm like, oh, that's like my third favorite anime. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, what's your first? I was like, Full Metal Alchemist, Attack on Titan, and then it goes Naruto, right? Yeah. They were like, oh, I never heard of the other two.
What?
I'm like, okay, so you really don't watch anime.
You wanted
yeah,
those.
Yeah. Like you just do it like, I don't know why you, like who would ever, I don't know a single person that just watches one anime. Like usually if you watch anime, you watch multiple animes.
Exactly, bro. And once you win, you win.
Yeah, exactly. And we always.
Like, I think I'm going to die watching anime, bro.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I don't see myself like.
Dropping it at the like, age of.
Oh, you know what? I'm 45 now. Yeah. I'm about to fuck with soap operas now.
Or, like, I'm going to turn it on CNN or C-SPAN or whatever. Yeah. Like, no. Like, all that shit is. I'd rather watch an anime remake. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, I'd rather watch. Like, the reason I like Attack on Titan. Is because, like, it pulls from the real world, mm-hmm. but it does a way better job.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it, like honestly, like, watching, like, all that shit is so boring.
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
Like, and it's like, am I going to suddenly start watching National Geographic when I'm at the age of 50? Like, no, I'd rather watch, like, cartoons of, like, of animals or animes of animals
yeah.
than watch actual animals.
Exactly.
Because the colors look vibrant. Colors really look vibrant in animes. There's an anime on Netflix, it's like Under the Sea. Mm-hmm. It's like where like, and it's the most beautiful colors I've ever seen, man.
Especially on the OLED.
Oh, especially on a 4K OLED.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, bro, we got so many stories, bro.
Yeah.
This fucker made me spend almost $2,000 on a TV.
But it was the best $2,000.
Best purchase.
You were going to buy a 55-inch.
55
4K TV. I was like, or you can buy a 55 4K OLED.
Yeah.
I was like, but if you're gonna buy a 55 4K OLED, you might as well go for the 65 boy now. Like, man. Like you gonna spend the money, you might as well go in all the way, right?
And you broke it down, hey, bro. This is technology proof.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
You spend the money now on this TV.
Yeah,
you're gonna be good. And I'm like, bro, I'm not about to spend all that money on a TV, dog.
And I was like,
bro, I'm telling you.
Yeah. I was like, because you're going to spend this money regardless. You might as well spend this money and get something out of it.
Right.
Like, you don't want to buy a TV in 2 or 3 years. And, like, the thing is, like, the colors, bro. Like,
I was fucking, like, mind fucked, bro. I should do a reaction video just watching
my fucking TV. Yeah.
Because I was blown away, bro. I still get blown away playing the game and watching my TV.
Yeah, I always look at it. I'm like, I'll be watching, like, if you Google 4K videos.
Yeah.
I'll just be watching shit. I'm like, damn, how do they make it look like that? I'll be looking outside my window and I'll be like, no, I'd rather look at this TV. Nice. Like, it makes you think like reality isn't real and this TV is. My mom seen it and she was like, this is better than real life.
My mom doesn't know.
Yeah. Like she couldn't tell. Like she was like, is this real? I'm like, yeah, this is real. Like, it was filmed on a GoPro, so.
Yeah, bless her heart.
Yeah. She don't know shit, bro. When I showed her, she was like, when I was playing Assassin's Creed, she was like, oh, what movie is this? I'm like, no, this is a game. She's like, no, that's a real person. He's climbing the building. I'm like, I can make him fall right now. She's like, no, you can't. And then I hit B.
She said, oh, she
was like, fuck. Like, her mind was blown, bro.
Bro.
It's the next generation leap. She couldn't believe that shit.
I can believe it, bro, because.
Bro, and man. 20 years ago, we went from having, like big-ass cell phones. I'm thinking exactly 20 years ago. Like, when we had those Nokia phones that were, like, bricks.
Yeah, and like had one game on.
I had one game. Yeah, and it was Snake. Yeah, Snake, yeah. And I would just play it. And I remember I did some cringy shit. Like my brother had thrown his phone away.
Yeah.
And I tried to, like, be cool, and I grabbed the phone. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I got a cell phone. I had no service or nothing. Yeah. I was just walking. They were like, oh, he has a cell phone. I pulled that bitch out at lunch. I was like, oh, this right here. This right here. It didn't have any service.
Once a man, a man's garbage is another man's treasure.
Yeah. They're like, oh, call my mom off. I'm like, no. I don't know, bro. I'm like, the minutes, like, they charge us for the minutes. This is
No. Wait till 9 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
You at school.
Yeah. Bro, I was like, I can't use all these minutes right now. Like, and knowing damn well that it got no service.
This is a brick.
It. Yeah. I can't call 911 if I wanted to. Let alone call your mom.
This is a dud right here. I fuck with it.
Yeah. It was cool. It was, yeah. I remember, even then, bro, no female was attracted to it. You know that?
Hey, man.
I did it only for the females. Like that, yeah. It just goes to show, like, it's not worth it.
Bro, we really exposing our age.
Yeah.
And that being said, let's get back into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. That's the second reference in a row, second episode in a row where we're talking about Review Tech USA.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, back to the episode. So, we passed the cult interaction with Zeke.
Yeah, no. So, I think last thing is that one of the soldiers... For whatever weird reason, we don't know who it was, during a thunderstorm at night, dude jumped off the rooftop and committed suicide. As you remember that?
Oh,
and I don't know who it was.
Was they zooming in on the hospital?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where what's the name? Falco was helping the people out.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
PTSD,
yeah, yeah. It was the same one.
I don't know if you want to tell the story, bro, but that was kind of fucked up you did with
yes.
The teacher back in the day.
So I'll talk about what happened in the episode, and I'll relate it.
Yeah.
So in the episode, like, there was the Eldians who went through PTSD during the war with the Middle Eastern Federation are, like, basically shell-shocked, and that's, like, or, like, have, like, this trauma. Like, if you make a loud noise, like, they'll think, like, a bomb is actually coming.
Yeah.
So one of the Marlians was an asshole and was like, boom! And then, like, these guys dropped to the ground, like, oh, shit, oh, fuck, we're about to die, you know? Like, they felt like... And, like, Falco was like, that's like they were dying trying to protect your country. He was like, I don't give a fuck if they die. Like, they're not shit to me.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
So, and I was like, yeah, you know, we kind of did something like that. That's when I knew it was real. Because in middle school, I was in wood shop, and we had a teacher, and I was like, yo, at 12, 15, 30 seconds on the dot, we grab all our books and we just drop it all at the same time on the ground. It's going to make a loud boom. Mm. It's going to scare the fuck out of them. It'll be hilarious, right? Lo and behold, 12, 15, and 30 seconds comes by. We take our books, drop it on the floor, loud boom comes by. Now, keep in mind, none of us knew this. This man had been through Vietnam.
Oh, my God.
Right? So when he went through Vietnam, he had seen some shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, fuck. He went under the table. He was like, they're not going to get me. They're not going to get me.
Yeah, I was, this man so yeah, well, bro.
And we all looked at each other like we did not laugh. We were like, oh, fuck, what's happening? Like, it was shifted on us. Like, Like, I was, first of all, I was, as the organizer, like, I felt particularly fucked up.
Yeah.
But I was worried about what my mom was going to do to me.
Exactly.
Like, I was like, okay, we need to recover him ASAP to make sure he doesn't do anything.
Right.
Because
right.
we don't know what the fuck is happening right now. Why is dude reacting this way? He was the sweetest old man, too, bro. He
got on underneath the table and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he was such a nice guy, too. Like, he was the nicest sub. And you know, that's the fucked up thing, is that we always treated the nice subs like shit.
Yeah.
And the mean subs, we didn't say dick to them.
Right.
You come in there, shut the fuck up. Like little bitches. What do we do? We shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Get the respect.
Yeah. Like it was quiet. But the second we got a nice person, we didn't treat them nicely. We treated them like shit. It was so fucked up. Bro, kids looking back, so cruel, bro. Kids are fucked up. I was fucked up.
Yeah.
God bless every substitute teacher. Real teachers don't deserve credit. Substitute teachers deserve credit.
That's another conversation, bro.
Yeah.
You said real teachers don't deserve credit?
Yeah.
And subs too?
Okay, so...
You fucked up.
No, I actually don't think it's fucked up. I think the teachers who... Bro, okay, first of all, why do you deserve so much credit for teaching kids and for giving them information? Like, anybody can do that. It is not a particular...
They don't have to. They choose to. And
I agree. So
you know what I'm saying? That's just like,
are you proving my point? Or are you
No. Was I'm gonna bring some anime into this.
Oh, okay, all right.
Who would that's you rather learn your ninja skills from? Jiraiya or the substitute what's my man name? The
Naruto from the first episode?
Yeah.
Oh, Konohamaru's teacher.
He a special teacher or a substitute?
He was a jonin, but yeah, he was a special teacher.
But still, yeah. look at Konohamaru, bro.
Yeah.
He wanted to learn from Naruto. He ain't want to learn from my man.
Yeah.
Naruto learned from Jiraiya.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
You gotta give props to teachers, bro.
I
don't think substitutes are supposed to get all the credit.
No. A substitute get real credit because substitutes are doing this so that way they can put food on the table, right? Similar to teachers, right?
So do substitute players win championships?
Substitute players win championships?
Yeah, when you sub in a player from a starter, do they win a championship?
I would argue
the starters carry them through.
I would argue if you're on the Clippers. No, Willie didn't.
What?
So if you're on the Clippers, I think Lou Will is better than the starting point guard.
No. That's a perception of Lou Will's ability, right?
Yeah,
he can start.
Yeah,
right. But if you sub out AD and LeBron James out the fourth quarter, they're losing the championship. They're losing in the playoffs.
Yeah, okay. So I agree with you, but you have to look at fundamentally that not so
I bothered you, bro.
No. You're muddying the waters. Here's what you're doing. Okay.
Can you agree that I bodied you?
If you bodied me
on this particular subject.
If you weren't wrong, you would body me, yeah. But you're wrong.
Okay.
Let me tell you how you're wrong. Because you're assuming that every teacher is an AD. Every teacher is a LeBron. Mm-hmm. When in fact, every teacher is not an AD or a LeBron. Every teacher is more along the lines of Brian Scalabrine.
Right? Bro, you should have been a lawyer, bro.
Yeah, no.
You missed your calling, bro.
I
because you, bro, you bring so much to it. It's like, damn, you make me think like, you know what? This man might be right.
Because the thing is, like teachers are not like I don't know about the teachers that you had. I had the really garbage teachers, right? One of them ended up being a pedophile, right? I'm not gonna say his name, even though I really want to say his name.
You know who you are. You're listening. You're one of the great listeners.
Hey, that volleyball team, they did not deserve it. They did not deserve it, bro. He molested some volleyball girls.
Okay.
It was touching on him.
Okay.
You disgust
Let's
me.
Not talk about that.
But I'm saying that is what he did, right? So he was a coach of volleyball. And you could always tell because, like, he was a little – anyways, because he got really close to the girl students. Yeah. He always
– He was one of them.
Yeah, he was like he would, like,
put – a popsicle?
He would put his hand on her hand.
Oh, my God.
I'd be like –
I fucking hate creeps, bro.
Bro,
you got my eyes watering because I'm tickled.
So, bro, that's the thing. Like, I'm looking at these, like, teachers. Like, okay, like, first of all, like, we're giving these people huge influence over our kids, right? We don't know what they're doing in the time that they're being, that they're around them. You know what one of my teachers did? Without a permission slip or anything, this guy hated Republicans, right? Mm-hmm. And he would, and I hate talking about this, but he would show us like propaganda. He would show us like George Bush dying and some shit like that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It was like, it was, this was back in middle school, right? And he was like, you know what? To keep it even, I'm going to show some stuff that makes liberals look bad. He was showing us pictures of how Bill Clinton was getting blowjobs in the White House.
Oh, my
God. I was like.
And this is the guy that leave your children.
Children with. Right. And he didn't sign up. Like, none of us. That had nothing to do with the curriculum. But that just goes to show, like, yo, like, you're leaving a lot of power and influence with these people, not knowing yet what they're going to do with this power and influence, right? Yeah. I don't know. To
bro,
me,
you know what? You turned out pretty well, bro.
Yeah, I. You know why?
So he did something right.
Are you going to give all the credit to him? I would give all the credit to my bio teacher. My bio teacher, let me tell you something about my bio teacher. He did not give a fuck. A single fuck. If a kid wanted to walk out and go home, he'd be like, go home.
You lost my bio.
Yeah. He, anybody that did not want to be there, he was like, don't be here.
Gotcha.
He was known in the school as like, he's like, and he was funny too. He was cool. He was legit. That's the kind of teacher that I give credit to. But when you say teachers in general, they deserve credit. I'm like, for what? For what? Showing me math? You didn't show, like, you did not show me shit. Like, you yelled at me and you were expecting me to absorb all this information.
How do you watch anime, bro? If you don't respect teachers, bro, it's always a mentor. It's always someone teaching someone,
bro. I respect
the main character to learn a new ability. It's always a teacher.
I respect.
Come through for their student.
I respect that, but I never had that.
Conflicted, bro.
You know, my bio teacher was like that, and that's why I have so much respect to him.
Okay, so you're contradicting yourself. You.
I'm clarifying myself, not contradicting.
Can a sub replace your bio teacher?
Can a sub replace my bio teacher? Yeah. No.
Okay.
Can a sub replace my language arts teacher? Yes. History teacher? Yes. Gym teacher? Oh, for sure. Gym teacher. They didn't do shit. Gym teachers did not do jack
bro,
shit.
My gym teacher back in the day, bro, we used to skip lunch, bro. She used to collect, dog, a dollar from every student. Because our lunch time was like 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh, but
we
had
skip lunch just to go to the gym to hoop.
Oh, voila?
Yeah, so she felt like, oh, okay, well, shit, I'm going to capitalize off this shit. It's America, baby. Yeah. If y'all want to skip lunch, y'all can come up in here, but it's going to cost a golden ticket, right?
Bro, imagine that. Every kid, like let's say it's 30 kids.
Bro, it was like $30. A group of us, like 15 of us, bro.
15.
She was getting 15.
A day.
A day.
Times five.
Yeah.
Bro, that lady was making fun. That's $75 a week.
And keep in mind, bro.
Non-taxed. Like, that was non-taxed.
Who can come? We can come up with a dollar.
Yeah, you know a dollar. That isn't a shit. Dollar? Bro.
I remember, it was so fun.
I remember I was like, they had this thing like where you could like it was like a little shop inside the school where like you could go buy cookies and shit. And like they taxed the fuck out of you for it, but like you could still go buy it. My parents, I had free lunch, so I couldn't afford shit. But I'd be like, yeah, you know, I'm broke and it's Friday and I really want a cookie to impress my friends. Could I get one? Like knowing damn well, like my parents gave me $5. My parents cheated the system because we had enough money for it, but on paper we didn't.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, bro?
The
feds just used this.
Statute of limitations.
Ah.
Yeah.
He's one of them.
Okay, all right. I spoke too much. Never snitch on yourself. That was dry snitching as fuck.
Exactly, bro. I'm trying to lead you to the right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Bro, you when you brought up the conversation of teachers don't deserve respect, and when I brought it up, fuck it.
It's just like, just that statement, just like, kind of like, bro, I can't let you pass by saying that because it was just so.
Did you really? Okay, did you have a teacher? Did you have a teacher growing up that you had an immense amount of respect for?
I had a few of them. I don't want to talk about it, but, you know, I had a couple teachers that impacted me in a positive way. Look at me now. Imposter syndrome.
Yeah. Bro, there was teachers who had it out for me. When I tell you she had it out for me, she would look for me. Like, bitch, do you not have a fucking life? Like, I am 14 years old. Are you really beefing with a 14-year-old? Like, really? You don't got better shit to do in your life than to look for me? Like, man, what did I give you sleepless nights?
I could picture, bro. You probably was the type that wouldn't shut your mouth, bro.
I was quite
like you were smarter than her.
I did try to act. I was smarter than her.
How do you know a 14? Oh, well, I'm not going to argue that.
Because teachers, not every teacher is built the same, bro. These people are teachers for a reason. They failed at everything else. Okay.
What?
Yeah, they failed at everything else.
I think a teacher has to be like skilled. I know a lot of teachers that is really like intelligent, bro.
Oh, okay. I know a lot of teachers that are dumb as fuck.
You know what? This is going to be our special episode of the podcast.
Why?
The bonus episode.
This is bonus material.
Bonus material because, you know, this is...
I'm speaking out of pocket?
Yeah. So, I know this conversation, we can go on and on all night.
But, all okay, I also...
Let's get back to that, man.
I think we're done with the episode. Unless
No, we're not done because we still have to
talk about next time. What we think is going to happen?
Talk about overall. What do we give the episode rank? I guess give a overall grade on the episode. Talk about next time, and we didn't discuss the conversation Zeke had with the other Titans.
Oh yeah, yeah. The conversation that he collected the Titans in the room and. Keep in mind that that they showed us that essentially they're always being spied on.
Yeah,
like even Zeke.
So it's like they're slaves, bro.
Yeah, like they're
not free at all.
Yeah, like we're giving you this little token, but we still don't even really treat you the same. Like we still have our eyes on you because we know that you could.
Was it implied? Was it just me that? Rainer didn't say something because he knew that they were spying on him?
Yeah, I think they mentioned something like, why not? Like, one of the guys was like...
Like, why here? Not here?
Why not here? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, like, basically, like the walls got ears.
Yeah, and the generals gave him a pass. Like, I mean, Marley people gave him a pass. Like, oh, okay, well, they're not saying too much, so I'm gonna give him a pass.
Yeah. No, it's so I don't know because the way I view it is like they get a pass. Mm-hmm. However, like okay, it's Zeke. You know, like these guys have proven their loyalty to us time and time again. Mm-hmm. However, we're still gonna like keep tabs on them. I don't know. I think that's disrespectful as fuck, bro. Like these guys have literally given their lives for you. And you still have no trust in them, just goes to show like if they do eventually betray you, like they have every right to because you don't deserve shit.
Yeah, you never gave them a opportunity
to be fair. Yeah,
yeah.
The thing is, like, right, like, how do they know genuinely? How do they know if an Aldean were to mix with a Marleyan? You couldn't know unless they were like turned into a Titan.
I think it doesn't matter because hold on. If I'm not mistaken, right? Yeah, bro. Marlanian people probably already, I guess, had intercourse with LDNs.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, like,
and I'm guessing the people of Marley keep their status, and what happens to the baby?
Yeah.
Is they an Eldian or?
Are they discarded and forced to, like, you know, yeah, you're an orphan? Or do you take them as your own child? You know, who's to say, like, but the thing is, like, you can't, like, I'm assuming, like, there are some Eldians in the Marleyan community.
Yeah.
They just don't know it.
Gotcha. I feel you.
Like, they're unsure of their heritage, and I'm sure like 1 out of 100 may for sure it could be more than that. That is actually a secret Aldean and could turn into Italian. They just don't know it.
Or then maybe we just completely wrong, because the people of Marley look at the Eldians as devils.
Yeah.
So do you think, oh, these motherfuckers can turn into titans? I'm not about to stick my, you know what?
Yeah.
Or I'm not about to sleep with
devil. No, you know, I think so. I think so, because if there's one thing that I know, people will have sex with anything.
I feel you.
Yeah, there's some people who will, like, sleep with anything, you know. They'll fuck anything.
I feel you.
So, if, like...
You say that so, like...
I don't want to bring it up. No, but I don't... Like, there's some porn that is, like, a horse fucking... A girl or, you know, whatever.
Flat. So, moving on.
Yeah, but it's just like that's what they like. There's some shit like that. So like, I'm assuming that they would fuck a.
Oh my god! I just pictured a human trying to fuck on a titan.
Yeah, that's that. I mean, not because the thing is, you're having sex with the Eldian who will eventually turn to a titan.
Oh my god! I can't like get that out of my mind.
Yeah,
I bet if I Google something like that,
I bet it would come up.
Yeah,
I bet it would come up. If you Google like Dragon Ball Z porn, something would come up.
Absolutely, but yeah. Attack on Titan porn is probably disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because the thing is, like, the Titans look clumsy. It'd just be weird to look at. Imagine some guy sitting there, like, hand drawing this and animating it for hours and hours.
All right, so what is it? So yeah, you said somebody hopped off a roof and committed suicide.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody hopped off a roof, committed suicide, and like that's when Rainer and Falco were walking by when some lady gave me an awkward eyes from Eminem.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna play that song. We would owe rights to them, copyrights. So yeah, there was a. Person who committed suicide. We don't know who it was or what significance they have to the story, but we know that something's up.
And was that the end of the episode?
I think that was the end of the episode, yeah. I kind of wanted it to go more, but that was it.
Okay, so what's happening on the next one?
I hope that they go back to Paradise and finally introduce Aaron, but...
I don't think it looked like it. Like,
no, I think they're going to expand on this story. I think the next time we see Aaron... is when they finally go back on the mission. Oh, that's what I was going to say, is that they're... in the beginning of the episode, one of the generals tells Zeke, like, yeah, we sent ships before doing recon. None of them make it back.
Yeah.
Do they have a fleet protecting them? Like, what's up? Like, have they wised up to us? Mm-hmm. So I think there has been a change. A defense has been made. You know, like
Hanji, like on some brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. The thing is, I can understand both sides. Like, Paradise wants to take Marley out, and Marley wants to take Paradise out. Because Paradise can't sleep at night knowing that there's an enemy out there that could try to destroy them at any time, and wants to, and sees them as demons.
Because if it's like it's wait, do you want to play the waiting game? Wait to be. Conquered and destroyed, or do you want to fight back and protect your people
and take the initiative?
Yeah,
and bring the battle to them before the battle comes to you. Yeah. Or like, and then Marley is like, you know, if they realize what they have, they can come and fuck us up.
Right. It's bro.
So it's inevitable,
Titan, bro.
Yeah.
They can fuck everybody up if they want.
Yeah. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
It really is. It's inevitable at this point. And it's just a matter of time before this battle happens between these two countries.
Gotcha. All right, overall episode score, what you give it? I give it, for me, 6.5 out of 10.
I give it, because I know the kind of episode that it is, it's a building episode. It's a character building episode, and like it's building a plot up. Yeah. I give it a 7.5.
That's cool.
7.5. Actually, I give it a 7.5.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the thing is, like overall, I would give it, like, excellent scores. Mm-hmm. But just because, like, our boom arm, just the spring on it, just gave up a little. So, yeah, I would give it a respectable score. 7.5 isn't too bad, but you know, I don't want to say 10 for 10, this is the best shit I've ever seen. It's really good. It's building up to a point. But if I give a 10 for 10, then what happens when some shit really goes down?
Right, exactly.
So
I believe we'll get there.
It's not that it's bad. It's good. 7.5. Yep. You gave it a 6.5?
Yep, 6.5.
Yeah.
It was just kind of too slow for me.
Yeah.
But it's
they could have included some other stuff. And.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Anything else that you want to talk about not Attack on Titan related? I was going to talk about Cyberpunk 2077.
I have no...
You have no input?
Yeah, no input, bro.
I have input, if I may just throw it out there, because I have a platform to talk.
Only thing I know about Cyberpunk is PlayStation canceled it and refunding your money.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the only thing I know about it, bro.
Yeah, so it was... So there was a whole conversation between somebody... So CD Projekt Red, the developer of the game, said released a public statement saying that, hey, we apologize for releasing the game in this state for previous console generation. Mm-hmm. If you want a refund, we'll give you a refund. Somebody contacts the PlayStation Store, says, hey, I want a refund. The customer support representative says, you're shit out of luck. There's a whole conversation back and forth.
This is before the statement?
No, after. It was like guy.
After the PlayStation statement.
No, this was before. This was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So they kind of backtracked a bit. So the game itself is in terrible condition in last gen consoles. So if you're playing it on PS4, the base console or the anything other than the Pro or the Xbox One, anything other than the Xbox One X, you're shit out of luck. The console can't play those games. Terrible frame rates, the characters not rendering, shit being delayed, explosions not even happening, stuff, audio miscues. It's in terrible condition, right? It's not that I talk about video games very often on this podcast or in general, but it's just that so this game was originally announced in 2012, and it comes out 8 years later, right? After delay.
You had one job.
They had one job, and it was to release a game that was in good condition that could actually be played. The thing is, on PC, it can be played beautifully. On next-generation consoles, even though it wasn't meant for next-generation consoles, next-generation consoles can play it. So if you got a Series X or if you got a PS5, you can play it, no issue. The issue comes up is when you try to play it on last-gen consoles. Last-gen consoles, huge issues. They go back and they say, you know what, PlayStation is going to be removing this from their store, so you can't buy it on the PlayStation Store anymore.
And I don't think they even feel the need to even, I guess, work on the last gen.
No, the thing is,
hey, fuck it.
They actually said, we're not going to be, the CD Projekt Red said we're not going to work on it for the rest of December. Mm-hmm. They said, We're on break. Our developers and our programmers have been working on this for the past several months. We're not going to pay for their holiday time. Christmas is coming up. They got the rest of the month off. Mm-hmm. So it's for sure not coming in December. Mid to late January, possibly February, they're going to be releasing updates that can make the game better so that way it performs well.
Yeah.
But I just want to question why would they do that, knowing that they could release a product full and well. Because the thing is, when they sent out the review copies for the games, they didn't send out any last-gen console gameplay. And they also didn't let the reviewers use their own footage. They were like, you can only use footage that we give you. So basically, hey, this game is fucked up. And every reviewer said there's a lot of glitches in this game.
But I give it a 9 out of 10.
But I give it a 9 out of 10. What because the fuck? But the thing is, they're like at times it's unplayable. Keep in mind, that's when they were talking about the PC. Mm-hmm. They released updates here and there for it since then. Mm-hmm. But they were like, as we were playing it, updates kept coming through. The thing is, they were working on it until the night before. So it came out on a Thursday. They were working on it that Wednesday night.
Oh, shit.
They kept on working on it. They were trying to make it a perfect product.
That's like us pushing out our project that's due on a Friday, and we're still writing. We're still working on code.
Yeah. up until
Thursday night.
Yeah, and and you're supposed to present it the next day. Like, I've done that, but in school, the thing is, I'm in school.
Exactly.
And I'm not
getting paid cash money.
I'm not getting paid, and nobody's paying for this.
Exactly.
People are not going to buy this. Uh-huh. People are spending their hard-earned money on this, mm-hmm. and they're not going to get shit back for it in return. So I would question the moral obligation of this developer who made essentially a great game, but it just isn't worth shit because it's unplayable in last-gen consoles. I'm playing it on the Series X, so I got no issues.
Yeah. Let them redeem themselves.
Yeah.
In due time, we'll give a fair assessment, but Cyberpunk dropped the ball.
Yeah. CD Projekt Red. Okay, and with that, we conclude our second episode of the Imposter Syndrome podcast. And like, comment, subscribe. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, peeps.